Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced today that she's reached a proposed settlement in a lawsuit against the state of Michigan. That lawsuit was filed by the League of Women Voters regarding gerrymandering in the state. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson joins us now. Hi there.
Hello, Lester. How are you?
Just fine. Let's take this a small bit at a time. When was this lawsuit filed and why?
The lawsuit was filed in December of 2017. At the time, my predecessor, the Secretary of State prior to me, was the named defendant. So I became the named defendant just recently. And the challenge was saying that the congressional, state senate, and state house maps were all drawn to unconstitutionally rig the outcome of elections to a partisan advantage. And at the time, in 2011, when the maps were enacted, I actually testified and oversaw a redistricting competition that highlighted the partisan nature of the maps. And so it's not a new position for me to have on these districts, and certainly something that has been standing issue for those who follow the development of these maps.
And when you say partisan advantage, you mean advantage to the Republicans who drew the map or actually had the Chamber of Commerce draw it for them. Conservative pundits and others have been complaining that you, a Democrat, and the League of Women Voters attorney, a former chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer, were working together on a settlement, and it looked like a power grab intended to give Democrats the majority in one or both chambers in the legislature. You've heard that criticism. What do you think? What's your response?
Well, that's not really what was reflected in the settlement agreement. I mean, first, one of the challenges with doing this job and making decisions around election law is that while my focus is going to be on making independent decisions objectively in line with what's best for voters, there will oftentimes be cases where there are partisan implications for those decisions. And so I recognize that. But in this particular case, I recognize that as the state's chief election official, I have a responsibility to ensure that our elections operate in a manner that is in compliance with the constitutional mandate of one person, one vote. And that was really at the heart of my thought process here with regards to the law. I believe that these districts were drawn potentially in an unconstitutional way with partisan animus, and I believe the districts should be drawn in a way that are fair and nonpartisan. So once I recognized that, the question then became, what is an appropriate remedy or what do we do next? And can I pay dollars having attorneys defend a legal position that I do not agree with and that, frankly, I believe the court would likely also not agree with? And so that said, to me, it doesn't matter who or what party drew the districts. What matters to me is whether they were drawn to circumvent the will of the voters, and whether I could, in good conscience, direct attorneys to say in a trial that these districts complied with the Constitution while believing that they do not and believing that the court would likely agree that they do not.
I understand that the reports of what was considered in the settlement before have been scaled down. There are not as many districts involved. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was the second aspect of the my own decision-making process. Once I was clear on the issue of the law, then the next question was, how could we conclude this matter in a way that would limit the impact and upheaval caused by such determination? And so that's another reason why I believe the settlement is in the best interest of our taxpayers and citizens, because were we to go to trial, all three maps, congressional, state senate, and state house, from the plaintiff's complaint would come before the court. And it's possible and indeed likely that the remedy the court would impose could be much more extensive than the agreement we proposed in the settlement. And so for me, to have an agreement that would minimize the upheaval, that would focus on the most egregious districts was important. And for me, that's what we came to, because for the congressional districts and particularly the state Senate, there would have to be a special election in 2020 were those to change. So part of my stipulation was to remove the congressional districts and state Senate districts from the complaint, focus only on 11 of the 15 House districts that were part of the lawsuit, and those are the 11 that would be redrawn.
And clearly the League of Women Voters agreed with this?
Yes, they did agree. And, my position also was that this was and we were agreeing with them on the law that there had been a potential violation of the Constitution here, but trying to fashion a remedy that, in my view, in my willingness to agree on the law and avoid a long trial and a costly trial, the concessions I sought was essentially to craft a remedy that would be minimal in scope. And frankly, you know, I think is fair in terms of any partisan implication either way. Of the 11 districts that will be redrawn, 6 are currently represented by Republicans, 5 by Democrats. And so it is very likely that, well, it is not clear, I'll just say, which party, frankly, could benefit from a redrawing of the districts. And it's quite likely the Republican Party could gain districts under a redrawing of the districts. And so, you know, recognizing that that there's really no certain partisan advantage or implications to the new districts being drawn, that was relevant as well, because again, I'm trying to think through what's fair, but also in line with crafting a remedy to provide some sort of accountability in recognition of the unconstitutionality of the districts when they are originally drawn.
So we've only got about a minute left, but I wanted to ask you, were there any Republicans involved in this settlement? I know that Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey wanted to have legal representation if this went to the courts. You know, does settling this lawsuit with the Democrats invite another one from the Republicans?
Well, we did have interveners on the defendant side, Republicans who are represented by attorneys. They were kept informed, asked questions throughout the process. They did not offer potential solutions themselves, and they objected to any resolution being concluded, which you know, to me is simply, you know, not the point. I'm trying to save our taxpayers' money. I'm trying to come to the best decision for our citizens, resolve this matter, and then look forward to the next round of district drawing in 2021, when citizens will be in charge of drawing our districts and we'll never have to deal with this particular issue again, with an eye towards drawing the citizen districts being drawn in an independent and nonpartisan way, which is really the goal here.
Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, she and the League of Women Voters reached a proposed settlement agreement in a gerrymandering lawsuit. Now this goes to the court, correct? The federal court.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Lester.